I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
He's one of the most trusted names in cable, and she can be trusted with your tray table. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kaylee Cuoco and Anderson Cooper now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with an actress who's playing a flight attendant and a man who loves to troll me for my in-flight tracksuit. But you know what? He's just jealous. My first guest is working to uncover a twisted murder plot while downing many twist-off airplane bottles of vodka. That's called multitasking, people. From the flight attendant now, available on HBO Max, it's Kaylee Cuoco. Hey, Kaylee.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Great to see you. And you're on the hit show of all hit shows. Mazel tov to you. And speaking of hit shows, when we co-hosted CNN's New Year's Eve Live last year, he drained a few bottles, too. And somehow they're still having us back to host this year, starting at 8 p.m. live on New Year's Eve, so we can finally get that sloppy girl named 2020 into her cab and out of our lives. Please welcome Anderson Cooper. Hey, Anderson.
2020 is a sloppy girl, isn't it?
Yeah, 2020. Yeah, it's bad. By the way, Kaylee, guess who else loves the flight attendant?
Who?
I do.
Anderson Cooper.
What?
Yes.
I haven't finished it yet. I'm like two in. I love it. I'm very, very excited.
Yes, he loves it.
That means so much to me. You have no idea.
And guess what else, Kaylee? You are such a good crier. I can't believe what a good crier you are. You just cry like that. You have a Lisa Rinna-esque mastery of the game.
Oh, stop your compliment. That's a big compliment.
Exactly.
Don't flatter me.
Kaylee, loving the flight attendant, as I mentioned. We also really love the quick cameo from Bravo's own Luke from Summer House. He played your one-night stand that you forgot you left in bed. What was it like working with Luke? We love him here at Bravo.
I know. Annie, this is so funny. So, you know, I love my Bravo shows, but I actually had not seen Summer House.
Okay.
It's not one that I watched. I know. It's
yeah,
a crime.
It's cool.
I watch. I know. So after it aired, I just knew Luke is Luke, and we had so much fun. That dancing scene, we danced for hours.
Oh.
We really had.
Sounds dreamy.
Yeah. Pretty dreamy, pretty sweaty, really fun. But after it aired, I got so many texts being like, you didn't tell us Luke from Summer House was on flight attendant. I'm like, what are you? No one cared. None of my friends cared about anybody.
That's great. You know, that's what happens. By the way, Anderson, now that the election is behind us, I have to ask you, what was it like being on air at CNN for like 72 hours that stressful week? Yeah, I mean, you were in that room locked up with Gloria Borger and that crew forever.
Yeah, it was. They were long days. They were definitely long days. Yeah, my hair went a little grayer, if that's even possible.
I think you told me at one point you were taking a nap on the floor with your earpiece in your ear.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was sad. It was sort of, and I was eating just like things that I would find on the floor. It was just
wow.
You know, like when you just don't care anymore after a certain point.
Yes.
You know?
I do. Yeah. Well, Kaylee.
But I will say, yeah. I was intrigued by Luke as well. I had no idea. I don't know what Summer House High is, but I was intrigued by his dancing scene.
Yes, he's intriguing. Yeah. And it's not Summer House High. It's Summer House, Anderson, period. And we just announced a new season this week. Kaylee is playing a flight attendant who thinks she's been framed for murder, but I'm more interested in whether or not she's committed any senseless crimes of fashion. It's time to play Baggage Claim It or Not. Kaylee, some of your past looks from over the years are going to pop out of the checked baggage on your screen. Say if you would still rock each one or if you would stow them in the nearest trash can. Okay, here's the baggage claim it or not. You are giving us rocker chic at the Max at a fashion show in 2003.
Oh my God.
Do you claim it or not?
I do not claim that.
Okay, guys, put it back in the luggage. Okay. Do baggage claim it or not? This all black number at the Usual Suspects Theater Company Christmas party.
What? I wore that to a Christmas party?
Midriff
alert.
They
should not have let me in. Oh my God, get rid of that.
Get rid of it. Okay, put it back, guys. All right, baggage claim it or not, you're looking a little Carrie Bradshaw here at the People's Choice Awards in 2003. That's cute.
You know what? That was my first time at the People's Choice Awards. I will claim it. I will take it.
Very good. Okay, baggage claim it or not, alerting us that Mary's your homegirl at the premiere of Freddy versus Jason. Ooh, Kaylee.
Also, how low are my jeans?
Wow, that's what I'm looking at.
I wish I had that body now. Get rid of it. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Baggage claim it or not, looking a little like a Dallas housewife, Cameron Westcott, at the People's Choice Awards. Oh, I think that's good, though. Oh, I think that's cute.
Yeah, lovely.
That was another
Anderson
young.
Likes it too.
I don't mind that. I will claim that. I had a great time on that. I will claim that.
Okay. Here you are looking very First Wives Club in white with a statement scarf.
That was my first time at Upfronts in New York when I got 8 Simple Rules with John Ritter. I will claim it.
Aw. How about this one? I'm not sure what to make of this look at a Tommy Hilfiger after party.
Oh my God. Oh, this is so bad. Oh my dear Lord. Oh, and my jeans are rolled.
Wait.
Oh my.
Weren't you and Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
This is horrendous, and I apologize to everyone that has to see this right now.
Okay, throw it away. Let's do one more. Here you are.
Andy wears those kind of things on planes all the time.
Denim and sweats at the premiere of The Notebook. Kaylee.
Oh, my God. And that was such a great movie. I must have ruined the entire red carpet by wearing that.
Throw it away. Be gone, baggage. Thanks for playing, Kaylee. Anderson was so overserved at last year's New Year's Eve that I'm beginning to think he saw into the future and realized 2020 wasn't even worth staying sober for. But now I want to take a sober look into his past as an awkward teenager with balls drop. I have questions about your adolescence and the time when your balls dropped, Anderson. Oh, look at that cute pic of you. Okay, Anderson, when your balls dropped, what celebrity first made you feel a little tingle in your pants?
Is that picture going to stay up during the entire thing?
Yes, yeah, it's over here.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry, what was the question? What celebrity...
What celebrity gave you a little tingle in your pants when you were this little guy?
My first major crush was Robbie Benson in the movie One-on-One, basketball film.
Yes.
I so deeply, deeply loved him. I didn't even know what I felt for him. I must have been like... 8 or 9,
Squeak, squeak.
I bought the soundtrack album to it by that who's that guy? Paul something, the blonde hair.
Paul Williams.
He was like
with the
yes, yeah, Paul yeah. Williams.
Okay.
And all I right. used to listen to the cast album.
Okay. I know you have good memories. Where was your first kiss? I don't even know this. Did you have a first kiss with a girl somewhere? Or a boy?
It would have been a girl somewhere. The only thing I remember in that whole category was I did not kiss my date to a sixth grade dance, and she broke up with me the next day because of that.
Yeah. AC famously won't put out.
She got out early.
Did your mom talk to you about the birds and the bees? Do you remember that conversation?
No.
Right.
No. Absolutely.
Did like one of your butlers sit you down?
My mom talked to me about the sharks and the jets.
Right. Did one of the butlers sit you down?
No, there were no butlers.
Gloria Vanderbilt's like, we're going to have the butlers show you what sex is tonight.
She had them put on a pantomime.
Right. What's a fashion trend you rocked as a teen that you can't believe you ever wore?
Oh, I mean, pretty much everything. I had an outfit that I thought was the coolest outfit, which was this, like, it was jeans that had studs down the sides, like rivets down the sides. Yeah. And Adidas Samba sneakers with green stripes. And...
That is gay.
It wasn't as gay. I mean, yes, of course it was gay, but it was also the 70s.
Studs
so it's
down
like gay
the
or
jeans,
70s.
Sweetie.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you wear those to the Eagle after school?
No.
Okay.
I wore them to like the dance or
yeah,
whatever.
I bet. Did you ever have a bully pick on you or shove you into a locker? I would imagine so with the studs on your jeans.
No, I didn't.
You yeah, didn't. No. Okay, last up. What superlative?
Did you?
No. What superlative would your high school friends have bestowed upon you?
I have no idea. I mean, I was just weird. I was just kind of a lame person. I mean,
okay.
I don't know. I was vaguely funny.
Most likely to have a statue of his grandfather at Grand Central Station. Let's take a few questions from our virtual audience. Tierra has a question for Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee. Hi. So my question is, what has been the most surprising thing you've discovered about your husband since moving into your dream home this spring? And what is the one thing that you miss most about living separately?
Oh. That's amazing. I think what I've learned about Carl is that he doesn't put his dishes in the dishwasher, and it drives me crazy.
Who can blame you?
It's just go like that. Also, it's like a foot away.
Yeah.
Like they puts it right next to it.
Carl.
Don't understand that. Carl.
Guess what? Luke from Summer House puts his dishes away. Okay, Andrew has a question for Anderson. Andrew, what do you got, my man?
How's it going, Anderson?
Good, good. How are you?
Anyhow, those infamous shirtless pictures that Andy posted, did you get any warning whatsoever? And were you surprised by the positive support you got for it? Plus, you know, you mentioned something about revenge. So is anything in the works?
I like to, you know, serve my revenge very cold. So I'm waiting for the right opportunity. But no, I didn't get any warning. Andy just put these pictures of me.
I was bored.
And
but you looked hot. Yeah. You looked hot. So there you go.
Well, thank you.
Smattering of applause from the audience. Kaylee, Angie K12 wants to know your best memory of working with the late, great John Ritter.
Oh my gosh. Love that question. I get asked it all the time. John was one of those who had like four jokes. We called them the dad jokes. And he would say them all the time, every day. And we'd be like, are you really going to tell that again? And we would die laughing. His most famous one was he would walk up to you and he'd grab anything he could find, usually a potato chip or a tortilla chip, and he'd put it on his shoulder and he'd walk up to you and he'd go, do I have a chip on my shoulder? And then he'd walk away. And we'd laugh every time.
I love it. Anderson, Kathy H. wants to know if you want to give Wyatt a brother or a sister.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's a lot to consider.
Okay. Bravo. We need an answer tonight. We need an answer tonight.
Okay.
Kaylee.
I'm still wrapping my mind around.
Yes, of
the
course.
The whole thing is still.
Yeah. Bravo Losers wants to know your Housewives tagline, Kaylee.
Oh, I have one.
Okay.
Make sure your tray tables are locked, because if you come for me, expect turbulence.
Ooh. Oh, that was a rousing applause. Nothing like the round that Anderson got earlier.
That was my audition.
So I did ask you this during the break, but Sammy M, in honor of the flight attendant for both of you, have either of you ever joined the Mile High Club? I'm in it. Are you guys?
No. Are you?
I am.
Where? Really? Where?
How do you know?
On a commercial flight to France.
What?
What? Wait, in a bathroom?
Just don't worry about it. Anderson, Jason C said, when the pandemic is finally over.
Can
when
you say whether was it a flight attendant?
Or no, it was not. Good question. And ties into good Kaylee's question. Show perfectly.
Beautiful.
No, it was not with a flight attendant. Okay, well, guess what? It's hard to believe we're about to turn the page on a year that turned us all into sourdough-breaking agoraphobes with separate drawers for daytime and nighttime pajamas. And while I do hope the door hits 2020 on the way out, I first want to hit on some staples from this trash box of a year with Never Have I Ever 2020 edition. Guys, if you've done any of the following things in the year, sip your drink. Never have I ever baked a loaf of bread. Never have I ever gotten into meditation and cleansing my mind.
Wait, so if I have done this,
if you have, you drink it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Never have I ever purchased an in-home stationary bike or home gym equipment. Oh. Never have I ever gotten drunk or high simply because there was nothing better to do. Never have I ever used my clothing as a napkin.
Oh.
Never have I ever spent an entire day in the nude. Never have I ever sobbed uncontrollably just because. Never have I ever participated in a clappy hour.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Never have I ever worn a mask and realized my breath smelled every day.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I mean, isn't that how everybody checks their breath now?
Yes, exactly. Thank you for playing. And by the way, this is a funny question. I love the way this is worded for Anderson. Shoot, where is it? It is, Anderson, APN 1993, do you feel more connected to your bottom side now that you are consistently riding your Peloton? Kind of a double entendre.
What?
Do you feel more connected to the bottom side of your body now that you're riding your Peloton a lot? It's from APIN 1993. And just tweet him with the problem. Got a lot of questions, Kaylee, wanting to know if we'll see a season 2 of The Flight Attendant. I know it's kind of meant
to be. I hope so.
You do.
I do, yeah. It was meant to be a limited series for sure, but we're hoping we'd actually really like to do a season 2. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, everybody's nuts about it. Everybody's talking about it. I mean,
thank you. That's really nice. Thank you.
Jason C. wants to know, Anderson, when the pandemic is finally over, will the two of you be resuming your AC2 shows?
I don't know. We haven't talked about it. What do you think?
Well, we've been talking about how much we miss it and how we wish we were on the road.
Well, I know. I would like to. Yeah, I guess
I mean,
so.
I thought
sure.
That was
Let's
kind of a
it.
Layup okay. of a question. Fine. Oh, okay.
Well, okay. I don't know.
Eddie Forever wants to know, Kaylee, were you disappointed when Jim Parsons' decision to leave the show ended the Big Bang Theory when it could have gone on and on for many more years?
No, I think that, you know, he needed, that was what he felt was needed for himself at the time. And I think actually, I don't know if my life would have taken this path if we hadn't have ended, you know, when we did. So yeah, maybe really. It was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, you're on a big hit show.
Never know. Yeah.
Okay, guess what? It is time to keep celebrating our 2000th episode by revisiting a special WWHL 2000 moment. Tonight, we're honoring Clubhouse Excellent from episodes that aired on this day in seasons past. First up, we have Amy Sedaris' debut Clubhouse appearance with Tom Colicchio in 2010. Then Kenya Moore hitting it off with Flo Rida in 2013. Then in the late, great internet dog celebrity, Marnie the Dog bartended on an episode with Kristen Ritter and Jason Schwartzman. I forgot about that crazy dog. In 2015, Vahadi Prinsloo and Seth Meyers were here playing Who Is That Voice? And finally, Megan Mullally and Keenan Michael Key did Bravo Logs and there wasn't a dry in the clubhouse. Let's light up the board and see where we're gonna watch. And stop. Ooh, it's Amy Sedaris' first visit. Let's watch.
I want you to just work on this craft for us and make some candle salad.
You put about 5 pineapples in the center of the plate, and then you unpeel a banana and you stick it in the hole. I don't mean to be dirty.
That's good. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Look familiar? I doubt it.
And go, put a minute on the clock.
That's like a Cheez-It or something.
Okay. Open up, baby. Open up, mama.
That's really bad macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
It's something I can't eat.
Lobster bisque or something.
Siemens make it.
I love her so much. Hey, listen to Amy and I on our holiday hangout tomorrow night on Radio Andy. I want to thank Kaylee Cuoco and Anderson Cooper for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks, you two. That was so fun.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, back with Anderson Cooper from CNN's New Year's Eve Live on Thursday, December 31st, starting at 8 Eastern. Kaylee Cuoco stars in The Flight Attendant, available now on HBO Max. So, I mean, Kaylee, I know I already asked you, but, like, is someone working on what a second season might look like story-wise?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Right now.
Okay, very, very good. Very, very good.
Prepped in case we get the call, we're ready.
I have to say, I mean, coming off of such a major run on Big Bang, it must be so exciting and gratifying to land in this show that everybody's talking about. I mean, like, that must be really exciting for you.
Thanks, Andy. You know, it's crazy. I expected a lot more judgment, to be honest with you. I mean, I've been in this business for 3 decades, and I expect negativity and I expect judgment, and I've been so flattered by the warmth the show received. I really have been. So I've been very surprised and I'm really touched by it.
Anderson, Dame Kim Richards wants to know if you keep in touch with anyone from your Channel One days, and be honest, did you have a crush on that Fox Raleigh Valverde?
Raleigh Valverde. No, I did not have a crush on Raleigh Valverde. Very nice guy. Lisa Ling, I'm in touch with.
Right.
Who obviously she does documentaries for CNN. So
oh, right.
She and I go way back.
LDH Fab 40 said, Kaylee, is the Man of Steel really made of steel?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I always have an answer, but I don't know.
Right. Ryan H. emailed, Kaylee, since you're a Housewives fan, what did you think of Leah McSweeney's first season on Roni?
Loved her. Yeah. Loved, loved, loved. Love, obsessed.
No, that makes me happy. all right. Well, okay. Well, and Kaylee, another Housewives question. Julie S. said, since I'm still not over last season of Beverly Hills, I have to ask, whose side were you on, Denise or everybody else?
I really struggled with that because, and Lisa and Denise, and then Denise was, I honestly don't know. I hate to be in the middle, but I felt for both people. It was just very sad how that relationship just, they were so close. That was hard to watch.
Yeah. And of course, we all are still suffering the loss of Jiggy over the past weekend. Oh. Very sad. Very sad.
I was really sad by that.
Anderson and I were shooting a promo for like 18 hours on Saturday. So he was processing the loss with me.
Oh, sweet.
Kaylee, can't wait to see you again in person. Anderson, I will see you on New Year's Eve. I can't wait. Yes. Thank you, audience. Thank you, everybody. For more, click around bravotv.com. Good night,
Thank
everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.